Om Shanti. Baba often talks to us about the power of yoga. For example, he will say that through the power of yoga, you become masters of the world. What is this power which can change me from essentially being a slave to the ways of the world to a master of the world, and a beautiful world for that matter? What is this power? Because there are many different kinds of power on a physical level, somewhat physical. You have mental power, emotional power, intellectual power, you have physical power, muscles, you have electrical power, so many different kinds of power. So what is this power called the power of yoga? First of all, we can begin to grasp it by appreciating its source. For the Brahma Kumaris, the source of the power coming from yoga is God Himself. It comes from our direct connection with God. So this power would be power which is out of this world. It would be power that science doesn't know about. Unlimited power. Perfect and complete power. And because science wouldn't know anything about it, we call it magic. Because we have seen how just sitting in yoga can completely transform our mood. This power, this godly sourced unique power, can create enthusiasm where there wasn't. It can create strength to face. It can create determination, motivation. It can even create solutions. It can bring clarity into the intellect about what I have to do. Even when 5 minutes before sitting in yoga and taking the power of yoga, there wouldn't have been any clarity or any solution. My own personal experience, and I'm sure many Brahmins would have had the same experience, is that this unique spiritual power can even heal. I mean, it's not like we don't take medicine and we don't get the surgeries and we don't go to doctors. We do. But so many times there's been such a migraine headache, or such a fever or an upset stomach, and there's service to do. There's a lecture that has to be given, and it just can't be canceled, or there isn't anyone who can replace you. So you sit in yoga, and you take that power, and you're able to get up on stage. This has happened to me many times. Remember one time in particular, I was in South America, and I really flipped into some real sickness. I was very, very weak, and it's a kind of weakness that I know in my life from a specific condition that I deal with from time to time. And generally speaking, there's no way I can move when I move into a phase like that. And I remember how the sisters moved me downstairs because I was in a room which maybe had too much electromagnetic radiation, which was not helping things. So they moved me downstairs into another room, which actually wasn't a bedroom, but seemed to be the furthest away from any kind of electromagnetic pulses. It was like a kind of dining room with glass walls, so they covered all the walls with sheets because the audience had already started coming into the center and would have had to pass by that room. So I was lying on the other side of these glass walls covered by sheets in a makeshift bed, zapped by too much electromagnetic radiation and feeling like I couldn't even move. And as I was saying, generally speaking, when I come into a phase like that, I can't move. I'm out of it for at least 24 hours. But I remember how the sister was saying, have yoga be with Baba, have yoga be with Baba. And I'm not new to that, so that's what I did. And sure enough, 10 to 15 minutes, I was able to get up and go on to the stage. Wonderful experiences. So we can also see that this power of yoga, this very unique spiritual energy, also is very important because that's the energy which enables me to put into practice all the things that I'm learning in Gyan. We have four subjects. First subject is understanding. Third subject is dharana. Fourth is service. But I will never be able to do the kind of service Baba needs without a dharana that's filled with godly understanding. And yet, if it's just at the level of understanding, as we all know, the arrow won't hit the target either. So how to take this knowledge and actually have it enter my character, which Baba calls imbibing? This is yoga. This is our second subject. In this subject of yoga, that's what happens. I access this most extraordinary power. And I am able to transform. Not just change, which means from the outside in, which never really is very real or permanent, but from the inside out. That's transformation. And even beyond that, it's like metamorphosis rather than even just transform, because it's latent in me, all that I want to see transformed in me. This is that energy which will pull it up from my buried depths and actually begin to reshape my character. What an amazing power. In other words, it's only thanks to this energy, this most unique power, that we are able to experience this gyan. I can very well understand I'm a soul, I'm not the body, but what enables me to actually experience it? Call it magic. Call it power. Call it this unique energy. It's a factor in the dynamic, isn't it? In my experiments with this power of yoga, I've also seen that this is the power which allows us to separate ourselves from any weakness, any character defects, which otherwise would be threatening to overtake us. And in fact, it's stunning how quickly that can happen. Baba calls it liberation in life in a second. I can literally come out of Maya and her curse through this power. This power, this energy, will over time actually diminish all this negative energy inside me, the soul, ultimately removing it. This is the power which can actually pull me out of the grip of Maya, in the way we would have all experienced how these old programmings and conditionings can really just choke us. So this power is actually such an energy, it can pull me out of that and up into safety, but also into my best. It's the power that pulls me back into essence. And there's always going to be so much power in the essence of a thing. So, for example, gross example here, whenever I make my mint ice cream using essential oils, I can only use like about one or two drops for a whole carton of ice cream because it's so concentrated. The oil is the essence of mint. So in the same way, this power is the energy which pulls me out of body consciousness. The expansion, and sets me back into the essence, soul consciousness. That's not a small power, not a small energy. And of course, when I, in my most essenceful form, make that direct connection with God, the Supreme, the one who is always in his essenceful, therefore most powerful form, the power that becomes available to me is just simply unimaginable, indescribable. This is so important for us to understand, because we need so much power now as we head towards the end of the cycle. We need so much power for this final and ultimate transformation or metamorphosis. The scenes, the situations that we're going to be facing, Baba's trying to prepare us. He's warning us. And still, it's almost unimaginable. Clearly, it's only this power, the power of yoga, which is going to be of use and enable me to perform as I need to perform. And I'm not going to be able to start accumulating that kind of power sometime in the future or when particularly challenged. It's got to be an accumulation over a long period of time, actually. So I think we really need to appreciate this incredible gift we've been given. We, a very small handful of souls on the whole planet, are being taught about this secret source of energy, secret source of power, at a time when everybody is losing their power, losing their strength, and beginning to realize how helpless, vulnerable, and weak they are. We have such a part so as to be given access to this extraordinary power, and so beyond just understanding it, we really need to start accessing it. And of course, yoga. How do we access that power? So many classes, so many workshops would be on this very topic, but I really do feel that, especially at this point in time, after hearing so many classes on the subject and undergoing so many workshops, if I feel that I do not have enough of this power, it would be because I just simply haven't made enough time for it. Possibly because I've not realized its importance, not realized its value, not realized how essential it is to be able to play the part that I've taken this godly life to play. But we need to make time for it, don't we? Time is speeding up, and in a flash, if our program, daily or weekly program, doesn't include special sit-down time, it definitely won't happen. And that's actually a little trick of Maya's, to make us think that we don't have time or we'll do it later, the kind of carelessness that happens when we don't have a daily or weekly program for ourselves. So one of my first suggestions, in order to start accessing more of this extraordinary, most necessary power, is to make a daily timetable. You know, it could be even, if possible, lengthening your traffic control to 3 minutes every hour. Or take 3 times a week in which all morning it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes every hour. But in one way or another, create that program to stop, sit, come into the essence, soul consciousness, and make that connection and draw from Baba this light, this might, this love. Because a much easier way to get a handle on all of this is just to appreciate that what we're really talking about is the extraordinary energy that understandably would be coming to us as we develop a relationship with the most extraordinary being in the universe. The power of yoga is the result of my relationship with God. It's the power that comes to me by being in a relationship with the ocean of love. There's no stronger power than love, especially pure, spiritual, eternal, godly love. It's the power that comes to me by being in a relationship with the Almighty Authority. It's just the result of a relationship. And so be creative and take all the classes you've heard, all the workshops you've done, and see how they can help you nurture this relationship. Cultivate this relationship, because it really does need attention. Anyway, any relationship needs our time and attention, but especially this one with God, because we're simply not used to love and connectedness at this caliber, this degree of quality. So give yourself time, give yourself a pat on the back for being one out of multi-millions who have this fortune of the direct godly connection, and set yourself up so that whatever time is left of this blessed, sacred, and short confluence age, you can really begin to enjoy yourself. Om Shanti.
You got.